This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all right, we have a special guest, Michael.
Yeah, this guy we're coming next, he's like the Tony Stark of Galliano. This is a fascinating individual and leader. He is Joe Ogeron, who's not only our state rep, and he's been a real leader in energy transition, but he's a guy who has a background as a nuclear physicist in the oil and gas industry. Ask him, but I think he worked for M&M Mars for a little while, like developing AI to make us eat more candy. He's one of the most fascinating and talented people in the state and a good friend, but ask him to verify all this stuff.
Have you done your due diligence on Michael there, Rep? Not yet.
I enjoyed the lead up on all everything y'all were talking about, including the bunnies. But that's an introduction to follow.
We are joined by Representative Joe Ogeron, District 54, covers Jefferson Parish and Lafourche Parish, and he was the author of a bill, House Bill Number 300, that you will vote on as a constitutional amendment in the fall. So, Rep, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it's going to be the only one that'll be on the ballot on November 5th. So I know Louisianians are used to going and seeing a litany of constitutional amendments, but there will only be one, number one, for the coast, and it'll be the only one to vote on. And what it does is it basically dedicates any federal revenue that the state of Louisiana will get in the future from energy sources that are derived offshore on the Outer Continental Shelf, on the OCS, whether it be offshore wind, solar, tidal, wave, geothermal, anything other than oil and gas. And the reason is we already have the dedication for oil and gas from a 2006 amendment, so that any revenues from oil and gas get dedicated to the Coastal Protection and Restoration Trust Fund. And this would make all other energy sources from offshore sources or derived sources also go into that. Now, there are some federal changes that need to occur. That's with the two that come to mind in Washington would be Steve Scalise's RISE Act and Senator Cassidy's BREEZE Act, which would hopefully also change the amount of oil and gas revenue that we would get from the federal government. But as we move forward and we start producing these alternative forms of energy offshore and renewable, such as offshore wind, which we already had one lease sale and one company, and then two in state waters. We got two offshore wind projects scheduled for nearshore state waters and one large one offshore. So as those things come to fruition, we would like any revenue that the state gets to be married with the much larger bucket from oil and gas and all of that go to the Coastal Protection and Restoration Fund in order to support and provide better hurricane resiliency and protection for those communities that are on the coast and obviously support the offshore energy industry.
We're visiting with Representative Joe Ogeron. Joe, is there any opposition out there to this?
There was originally for the third year that I run it, and for the first 2 years, there were a few key legislators in Baton Rouge that basically simply asked, I'm not on the coastal zone. How do I get my piece of this? And I was, belligerent. I was determined to make it, just like the oil and gas, be a 100% dedication. I had former legislators come to me and say, Joe, I'm just telling you, 85% of something is better than 100% of nothing. But I held my ground, and third year, it actually finally passed through persistence, and now it's on the ballot on November 5th for the people of Louisiana to vote on. So I would say it was really just how does other parts of the state get it, but that was the opposition. So now I'm actually going to do some radio shows in North Louisiana and hope to be able to convince them to get their vote to support our working coast here in Louisiana for the betterment of all of Louisiana and some of North Louisiana as well. Some of the industries up there could benefit as well from continuing to preserve our working coast.
And I don't mean this as a criticism of these folks, but it's amazing sometimes how we're not connecting the dots, right, as to what the implications are to them. They feel so far removed, but if they reflect for a moment, those degrees of separation are not that great. And, especially when you're talking about economic impact, and if you're a one-off parish of the coast, you can be, if you want to be a coastal parish, you can be a coastal parish if you don't pay attention to what's happening.
In time, it'll happen. Right. If we don't restore the coast, we'll retreat to a higher ground for sure. Look, Michael had talked earlier about all the industries along the river. Like the Fuji, now Bungie, the vegetable oil factory, and they all of these, Dow, BASF, Marathon Refining, they all require a certain amount of renewable energy in order to be globally competitive. People ask, why we want to do solar, why we want to do offshore wind in Louisiana. We already have the lowest wholesale electrical prices. And why do we need that? Well, it's not the people in the neighborhoods, your tree hugger neighbor who wants to put a sign that says my house is powered with offshore wind, asterisk, and I pay three times more than my neighbors. But it's really those global companies along the river, the high temperature industrial manufacturing and petrochemical refineries that make, like BASF, we don't make things, we make things better, because they make the precursors to so many products. And as those products move through the global market, some places like the European Union have kind of like a carbon tax. They look at a product coming in, and if the precursor components that go into that product were not made with a certain fraction of renewable energy, they get taxed. So all of these companies up and down the river that produce all the weird chemicals that go into the plastics and everything else, they're actually demanding that, come on, Entergy, you're giving us like 4% or 6% renewables here, but to be globally competitive, we need 8 and 10 and 12. So it's not for the residential side of things. It's for Louisiana's industrial manufacturing that we really, really need to increase our component of renewable energy. And as that happens, some of it has to be done offshore, it's believed. So therefore, they should support the coastal communities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Is there going to be a concerted effort, meaning an organized effort, and money spent to support this constitutional amendment?
I think there might be. I mean, I have a small group of people that are working with me to get the vote out and get the word out. We're working with various chambers of commerce and various other radio stations and media, and we're going to get the word out how it benefits all of Louisiana in order to pass this constitutional amendment. So we have a little bit of an effort going forward right now.
And Rep, Mike. Yeah, we're going to activate the full, all the economic development organizations around the state as well. We've got a coalition called REAL, Regional Economic Development Alliance, and so yeah, we're going to put a big statewide push on this.
I got to give it up. GNO Inc. is one of those partners. So thank you, Michael, and thanks to everybody on your team who helps get the word out.
Well, it's incredibly important. We have to keep a revenue source there, right, for the long term, because these projects, they're so varied, they're so difficult, and they're never going to go away, right? I mean,
no, right. You know,
it's a battle that we will be.
Says we're never going to have a victory at last type of thing with coastal restoration. It'll be a continuous battle, but. We are worried about the money that we've been using in CPRA's trust fund that comes from the BP oil spill Deepwater Horizon funds. Those will run out in 2031. That's the last year that we're going to get fines from that incident. So we don't want another incident. We don't want to fund it that way. But we do want to find, like this particular constitutional amendment and changing GOMESA to get more than 37.5% of what Louisiana could get. I mean, other states, whenever they drill on federal lands, they get 50%. So we're trying to move up the percentage in GOMESA as well as remove the cap so that come 2032 we have better streams of funding in order to fund our coastal restoration efforts, our master plan, per se.
All righty. Representative Joe Ogeron, thank you so much for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.